Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story that will hopefully help you if you are wanting to learn shapes. Have you learned shapes in your life? I'm sure that you have. And so we're going to discuss it today. Today's story is called The Shape of You. It's by Mueang Tang Van, and the illustrations are by Miki Sato, and it's read today by Mommy and Philip. My goodness, you guys. It's Philip today, as Philip in all of his glory. Philip, I am so glad you are with me. And I would like to say, I like the shape of you. Ready for your story? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. The shape of you. The shape of the earth is a sphere. That means it's round like a ball. But from any side, it looks like a circle. And in the picture, we can see a mom and a little girl. And it says, we live on this side of a hill shaped like a triangle. Because sometimes hills do kind of have a point to them, don't they? The shape of our door is a rectangle. That's what most doors, I feel like, are shaped, right? Mm-hmm. I have seen ones that are round-shaped, though. The shape of our table is a square. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've seen rectangles. The shape of this water is a cup, but sometimes it's a cube or a cloud. Did you know water comes in different forms, right? Because water is fluid and it fits into a cup and takes the shape of the cup. But water can also be a cube of ice that you could also put in the cup, and you could drink it under a cloudy sky because the clouds are full of, right? They're water. Yeah, water. Absolutely. The shape of light is all the colors of the sunset. Red, yellow, blue, tangerine, chartreuse, mulberry, too. They are beautiful, aren't they? The shape of order is numbers. Ones you can count up to and ones you can't. Can you think of a number that you can't count to?
2,000,000,000.
2,000,000,000? And I suppose if you set for a long enough time, you might get close. I was thinking like infinity, right? To infinity and beyond. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shape of thinking is quiet. The shape of learning is a question. The shape of surprise is best when it hides what's inside. Now, in this picture, we can see what the surprise is. There's a box, and inside the box, out pops a puppy. Now, that would be a wonderful surprise, wouldn't it, if someone gave you a puppy? Yes, please. The shape of the wind is a scarf flapping. Oh, yeah, because it tells you it's windy. Mm-hmm. The shape of friendship is a dog. The shape of warmth is space waiting to be filled. Well, I suppose the shape of friendship is a dog because dogs are very friendly, usually. Although I suppose if you have a cat, then the shape of friendship might be a cat or a bird or a fish, whatever pet you have. I suppose, is whatever your shape of friendship is. The shape of a good story wraps around tight. Like when you cuddle up with your mama when she reads you a story.
Yeah.
Or when you have a blankie wrapped around you as you cuddle in and you hear a story. Some shapes change. As we've read this story, we started off with a little girl and she got a puppy dog. And as she got older and older and older, so did her dog. And now we can see her and she's more of a grown-up, isn't she? But some remain the same. The shape of my fingers will always fit yours. And the shape of my love will always be you. And that is so true. No matter how old you get, you will never outgrow your mama's love. Never. And there's nothing you can do that will make me stop loving you. No matter what, I will always think that you're amazing. And I've enjoyed watching you grow. Every new year, you're someone new that I find to be amazing. And I think that's just the way all moms are. We love our kids. And it is also, you want to say it with me?
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.